Hello and welcome to 411 Mania's Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week. I know it. Don't give me the three sign. For the week of March 3rd, 2008.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. That was loud.
What?
I don't know. Look at the,
I'm
look
excited.
At the
thing.
I know. I am too. Look at it.
Well, good.
All right.
I mean, I was in a heated argument. Early, just seconds ago.
About which pizza we should be ordering.
We always
tonight.
Get Papa John's, and I want Pizza Hut just once. I love stuffed crust pizza. What can I say?
Nothing.
I know. You're the only one who was like, yeah, let's do it.
I came down here and said Pizza Hut.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but we're like on the same side.
Everyone, they're like, oh, pizza's so expensive. They're all expensive.
I almost spilled my Diet Dr. Pepper cherry chocolate.
You're gross for liking that. No one else...
It's delicious.
No one else in the world likes that.
There's a dollar off coupon for my next purchase in here. Sweet.
I'll tell you what. Do they even have any more on the shelves by the time you use that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Let's talk about video games now,
maybe.
Shall we?
Now I just thought about something else. First off, you yelled at me before we started the show that I was too soft last time, and now I'm too loud.
Well, no. I don't know. I just saw big blue spikes. I just got excited. That's all.
Okay, look. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with news. Do we have much news? I mean,
yeah,
it's post-GDC, yeah, I guess so. I'll see if it's any good news. Then we're going to go into the best ever. Then we'll be our week in gaming-ing. We'll be our week in gaming-ing.
Ing.
Yes. And then weekly game releases, normal game releases, the 411 on 411, and that'll be the show.
Woot.
Okay.
Okay, the news.
Don't act. I wasn't doing an accent. Okay. So stop. Don't ever use another accent like that again.
Fine.
Or accents in general. Jeez. Go ahead.
Anyway, to begin with, rumors of a revamped PlayStation Store coming. Supposedly April 15th to coincide with the release of Gran Turismo Prologue. Apparently it'll be modeled to look more like the SingStar Store.
Why?
Don't know. I mean, it is a pretty poorly designed thing as it is right now.
I guess so, but...
It shouldn't be that hard to change. I mean, it is just a website. Mm. So, we'll see if that happens.
Whatever. Okay, so far you're 0-for-1 with interesting news.
Metal Gear Solid 4 release date?
Yeah, that's pretty good, but we kind of knew this last week.
Well, June 12th.
Yeah.
In addition with the game, you get a 5-level Metal Gear Solid Online starter pack. They also announced the Metal Gear Solid 4 bundle. Which will be the 80-gig PS3, which is confirmed to be backwards compatible, copy of Metal Gear Solid 4, and a DualShock 3. And it's all for $500.
Jesus, it's hard to think that not too long ago, just the 60-gigabyte PS3 was $600 by itself. That's a great...
So that gives me something to start saving for.
Yeah, honestly. Makes sense. I'm surprised we have games like Metal Gear Solid 4 and Grand Theft Auto 4... legitimately coming out in like spring and summer,
yeah,
and not
crazy.
In fall.
It's crazy.
What's even coming out this fall? Gears of War 2, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, what else? Mario Kart, maybe? Or is that coming out earlier?
No, it comes out like pretty soon in Japan. I would hope
actually,
not that long.
Oh, never mind then. Well, I don't know what's coming out this fall.
Killzone 2 and Resistance 2.
Oh, freaking boy.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right, go ahead.
Speaking of more bundles, God of War Chains of Olympus for the PSP comes out this week, but in, I think, June, I didn't write down the date, sometime in the summer, a God of War PSP bundle will come.
Wait, when's the game come out?
This week.
What day?
Like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know why this bundle's coming out so much later, but it's a deep red PSP with Kratos, like, silkscreen on the back. Comes with God of War Chains of Olympus. The UMD for Superbad, and a coupon to download Siphon Filter Combat Ops off the PlayStation Store, and that's all $200.
I'm surprised you're still making UMDs for new movies like Superbad.
Yeah, and that's not a bad deal. It's just like I said, the game comes out now. I don't know why that's taking so long, and it's kind of a bummer too. The pack doesn't come with a memory stick.
I gotta figure out if I'm gonna buy that game right away. I don't know. Probably not.
It's supposed to be good.
I know it's supposed to be really good. It's
short.
Anything. Yeah.
6 hours.
Well, they're all short.
Yeah. So I mentioned the DualShock 3 with the Metal Gear bundle. We got the actual price on those by themselves. April 15th to coincide with Gran Turismo. $54.99
per
controller.
Wait a second. How much did the 6-axis cost? 50?
50.
That was overpriced to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, it's a little pricey.
God, I mean...
Alas.
I had to sell some of those 6-axis.
Yeah.
Like, maybe now before, like, this comes out and the
price
will
be
nothing.
So Rock Band songs got patched. So if you downloaded The Police Pack 1, or just any of the individual songs from it. Limelight by Rush, or Brass and Pocket by The Pretenders. You need to re-download them at no additional cost, and they will be fixed.
What was wrong with them?
I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
Really say.
I don't know.
We mentioned Mario Kart Wii. Originally, the stories came out that while the game would have no voice chat, there would be pre- and post-game text chatting possible. Apparently that was false. It's just going to be that thing where you get like the little messages to say, hi, that was fun. Oh, boy.
Like Fancy Star Online stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would say I'm disappointed, but this is what they've always done.
I'm not surprised.
All right, whatever.
Like I said, just turn on your 360 in the background and like start up a game of Uno so everybody can chat with each other.
Right. This isn't surprising.
Right.
Brawl's online thing looks good except for the lack of chat.
Yeah, that's really the only thing that's missing.
So, you know, just get some sort of other chat thing going. You
know, I wonder if they could release like a Bluetooth headset for the Wii. I don't see why not.
They could. They clearly don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you wanted to import Smash Brothers now, if you couldn't wait the next 6 days, the Wii Freeloader's out.
Oh, God. A little late.
Yeah, it's $20, plays Wii and the GameCube games. Mm. The thing is, though, they patched out support for the GameCube Freeloader in the Wii. And I don't see what's to stop them from doing it again. Like I just see people buying this, and then Nintendo releases a patch that disables it.
Do you have to download patches?
You don't have to.
Well, there you go.
I guess, yeah.
People will find a way.
Yeah.
But man, they missed their chance there. I mean, if this was ready when Brawl came out in Japan, they would have made shitload of money.
Yeah. Oh well, whatever.
Even if I order it, it won't come in until like 2 weeks.
Are you seriously considering that?
I thought about. Oh, it's not gonna work.
Jeez.
You know, I have to buy my own copy of Brawl.
Yeah,
I'm living with a bro. Not you, my other brother.
Yeah,
and he's flat out told me, look, this is my copy of Brawl that we pre-ordered. I am never going to let you play it, except for when we play multiplayer.
Even though everything he talked about wanting to play is co-op.
That's what I told him, when I found out Subspace Emissary is co-op, I'm like, Chris, we can do a co-op. He's like, I won't do it. I'm like, what?
I think it'd be so much more fun that way.
I remember when he brought home Halo 3, he was at the party. I'm like, oh, cool, why don't we play co-op? And he's like, no. I'm like, oh, come on, let's do it. So we did it. I think I probably talked about this before. I never had a more, like, unwanted game experience in my life where I was playing this game with him, and he clearly was just like, ugh, like he's just waiting for me to leave. So we played like a level. I'm like, all right, whatever, it's Halo. And then he was happy.
I'll play co-op with you, Mike, in Subspace Emissary.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll start two games, you know.
Yeah,
I'll have one single.
Well, you could start to play your single here and come over to my place and play co-op.
Besides, you unlock Sonic, I think, by just beating Subspace Emissary.
Yeah, which is priority number one.
No, priority number one, Snake.
No. How do you get him?
You just have to play Shadow Moses level 15 times, and it's already unlocked from the get-go.
So. All right, that looks like a cool level. That won't take long for us.
No, it'll be very good.
All right, well, this doesn't surprise me, but VideoGamer.com did an interview with a Rockstar rep, and they confirmed there will be no GTA 4 demo.
Well, like, you don't need a demo.
Yeah, I mean, Gears of War didn't get a demo. Halo 3 didn't get a demo. I don't see why they need it.
Like, the demo benefits games like, I mean, I remember Crackdown and BioShock, those demos.
Yeah, they needed those demos.
Yeah, those demos did so much for those games.
Yeah, Fight Night Round 3 was kind of the,
right.
the original.
Demos can help out big time. I think that's not like a market that Wii is missing out on.
Mm-hmm.
I think if like there were demos of, let's say, Zack and Wiki, for instance, and everyone, you know, if you went on the store to go buy Virtual Console games and, you know, right in your face was Zack and Wiki, free demo, and everyone tried that out.
Right, right.
Golden there.
Yeah.
That was a missed opportunity for them, I think.
Yep. But, I mean, I have the whole quote, but, I mean, basically, it's just they don't want to take the time and resources to do the demo, and, I mean, how do you demo it?
I'm always kind of confused by that. People say that doing the demo takes too much time. Isn't it just, like, snip, snip?
Yeah, well, I guess you got to subtract some code and make the front. I just can't see why I understand Grand Theft Auto's case, but for other games, why it can't just be like it is on the Xbox Live Arcade trials, where it's just after you beat like the first level, just a like screen pops and maybe it's like you just beat the first level. Normally the game would keep going, but it's going to stop right now. Go buy the full game. I mean, another thing they said is they didn't like see how they could really convey the experience without giving you the entire city to drive around in. Because, I mean, Saints Row had a demo and had, like, the demo walls, but I think they're afraid people will think the game was really small or something. I don't know.
I mean,
it doesn't need it. It's going to be fine.
It doesn't need one.
Yeah. I find this kind of funny. Hitachi and Sharp have been raided on DS screen price fixing suspicions. they were raided by the Japanese Fair Trade Commission on suspicion of fixing display prices for the DS, and Nintendo claims that they were completely unaware of it.
But what were they doing exactly?
Supposedly, like, because those are the two companies that provided the LCD screens for the DS, which is making a shitload of money. Supposedly, the two companies were having some illegal business trading practices where they were artificially jacking up the prices of those LCD screens.
Oh, that Nintendo would then buy.
Yeah.
So, oh no, they've been robbing Nintendo
money. I know. And well, then here's the thing, too. If this gets fixed and, like, so the screen prices go down, you think price Nintendo. No, oh, no. That just means Nintendo's making more money.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not going to affect us much. Just interesting.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't think the $100 DS is too far away. Maybe next Christmas.
Maybe it'll. What will be first, $100 DS or the $100 PS2?
I don't know. I mean, it could go either way. I think we'll be seeing the $100 PS2 pretty soon, also.
We'd better be.
For both cases, just a $20 price cut.
Yeah, it's not much.
So, what the hell?
Well, EVE Online has become the first MMO on Steam. Which,
how's EVE Online doing these days?
Really well. Oh, that game does really? Great for itself. It has a very dedicated community. I mean, it's not like numbers like Warcraft, but for what it is, it does great. It's if you get off Steam, you get a 21-day free trial. It just had like a big expansion pack release like last month that updated all the graphics, and the graphics in this game look phenomenal. It's a very hardcore game. So like if you're like playing WoW and you're like, oh boy, one in outer space. That's not what this is at all.
I want WoW in outer space someday.
That was Earth and Beyond, and that got canned. And that wasn't a bad game.
I don't remember Earth and Beyond.
It was neat, because the actual view for the game was like inside your cockpit. You saw like your avatar manipulating the controls in your ship as you were doing stuff.
Maybe I did play that. I don't know. I played some spaceship game where you were mostly in a ship until you went to space.
Yeah, that was it, Earth and Beyond. Yeah, okay. And you actually walked around the space station.
I liked how you had a ship.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of what this is. It's just more hardcore. Less like there's not like go out and collect 20 of these things off of space pirates and bring them back. It's like basically,
this is a pretty long conversation for EVE Online.
Yeah, I know. Try and see what you think of it.
Okay.
Call of Duty 4 has been patched.
What did they patch?
Let's see. For one, there's host migration. So, like, if the host drops out of the game, hosting just gets shifted to the next guy and the game goes on, like Halo 2 and 3 do.
Okay.
They've increased the accuracy of sniper rifles and the ACOG scope. The kill cam will now show views from claymores, airstrikes, and grenades. And each map has got 9 new spawn points, and they've added a quick mute function similar to Halo 3.
All right.
Good stuff abound. The Battlefield Heroes trailer's up. I meant to make you watch this before we start recording. We'll watch it later.
I think
it looks fun. And, I mean, hell, the game's going to be free. Play, and if you don't like it, oh well.
So, wait, I don't understand. Like, what are they making money off of? Just ads?
The game is launched from a website. And on the website, it's like that's where you customize your character, you outfit them, and they have like a whole meta game where it's like the battle for Europe. And so the ads are in the website, but then there's this big button that says play now. You click it, the game launches, and that's the end of all the advertising.
Yeah, we'll see.
And they took like one of the really popular strategies in Battlefield 1942 is like people would grab a plane and then like two guys would jump on the wings and ride it. That's, like, actually part of the game now, where, like, the option is click E to sit on the wing.
That's the
silly things like that.
See, that's been my problem with the Battlefield franchise, is that I haven't liked a game in the series as much as Battlefield 1942.
This aims to be an even more arcadey version of Battlefield 1942. I think it looks like fun.
When does it take place?
It's World War II inspired, but it's not technically.
My problem with the modern combat games is that
Well, quit reading your text messages.
I know, I'm sorry. Well, Chris is asking how much of pizza I was. What was I saying? No, my problem with the modern Battlefield games is that the planes just go too fast and I can't really do much with them. That's why I give credit to Warhawk. Good plane combat in that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I've seen. In World War II, you had slower planes. You had, like when you're shooting like a rocket in that game, you actually had to aim it and shoot. Whereas in 1942, it's like aim, wait for the lock, shoot, okay. Like, I don't have to watch it hit. I can go. Like I think World War II lends itself to better gameplay.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that. It should be out by the end of the year, I think. I don't know exactly the time frame. To go to another cartoon shooter that didn't rip off this one at all, Team Fortress 2 just got a patch. They've added a custom tab to the server browser. They've released tournament mode. I think it's just like for more clan play, so it turns off things like auto balancing and stuff like that.
Okay.
And they've done some class balancing. The big thing that they did is they released the number of rockets the soldier carries and the number of grenades and sticky bombs the demo man carries. So they have like a fewer ammo reserves. So see how that changes up the gameplay.
Makes sense.
And the final thing, and I actually forgot this writing down, but I remembered it. The Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles WiiWare game has been announced that it will launch with the service on May 12th for a price of $15 or 1,500 Wii points.
Oh, this game, it's like a base-building thingy.
I've heard it described as the opposite of your typical RPG, whereas instead of like, hi, I'm a hero, I'm going to go to this town. Oh, hi, king. And the king says, you know, this dragon has kidnapped my daughter, go save her. You go out, do that, go back, and the king rewards you. You're the king.
Oh.
So heroes are coming to you, and you're just giving them quests. They go out, come back, and you give them rewards, and you build up your town.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I hope it's meaty enough to be a $15 game. I would have thought $10 for it, but...
Well, maybe it is. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, so...
I mean, if it's a big enough game, it's encouraging to see this kind of thing. I wonder what happened, by the way, to like that... that real Crystal Chronicle games that was supposed to come out for the Wii.
I heard it's troubled.
I heard, yeah.
But the DS one comes out soon. It just got reviewed in EGM.
Yeah, well, they got did okay. Silver award, or at least close.
Yeah, it got Bs.
I can't tell because they got that letter grade system now. And I get A's and B's, but I don't understand what you need to be to get a silver or what you need to be to get a gold.
Oh, an A average is gold, B average is silver.
See, like when I hear B average, I still think like a B minus is a B, but no, it's a B minus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever. Okay.
That's it.
All right. Best ever. First, I want to do best new Smash Brothers character, if that makes any sense.
But we haven't played it yet.
I know. That's why you just have to think.
Oh, so are we going to do like one now and one next week after we played it?
Well, it might be 2 weeks, because next week we'll get it on Sunday, you know?
Right.
But, oh, man, when we record the next podcast, I will have played Brawl.
Yeah, that's a
hard time getting me to record.
Well, you
got to
do it.
Can I do it and play the game?
Sure.
What if it's like real-time reactions? Like, oh, man, this is so much fun.
A very special Exploding Barrel podcast.
Right.
Okay, well, so you want me to just... We just want to talk about characters that, like, just look good from what
character? Yeah,
seen.
What characters do you want... Do you hope are as good as you're hoping and are, you know, your favorite character and you want to be good with?
Okay. Well, I think top of my list would be Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
Because
he used
Sonic.
To be cool.
Yeah, and like I said last week, just like even when I saw him doing the super peel out, I was like, this is the Sonic I know and love.
I think we need to do the best Sonic game after Sonic Adventure ever. Best ever someday.
Am I allowed to say none of the above?
No, you gotta pick one. Sonic Rush, it was great. It's just like an old Sonic game. Shut up, you don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
it really wasn't. Anyway, okay. Well, good, you pick one.
Well, I've been watching a lot of videos, so I'm kind of noticing characters that look cool. The first one that comes to mind right now is Lucas, you know, from Mother 3.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a usable Ness, because Ness was pretty much garbage in Melee, but this Lucas looks like he's got some decent moves and stuff.
Cool.
He's got some cool
stuff.
Does
he still do the weird PK Thunder recovery thing?
Yeah, he has that. I think his is more easily controllable, and it goes through people when it hits them.
Ooh, fun.
So if someone's in your, let's say someone's in the way between you and, like, you know, you have to recover, but someone's going to get hit by it. You can still get hit by it. And also, his PK fire, it's, like, a lot faster. But it doesn't do, like, that thing where, like, it'll stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit people with it.
Oh, that's good. So, and also, I mean, probably the first character I will play since Sonic is locked is Meta Knight.
Yeah,
thing
Meta Knight's
looks
cool.
Just badass.
He looks bad. He has, like, a Darth Vader voice for the American version. It's kind of funny.
Really?
It basically sounds like Darth Vader.
Really?
Yeah, it's really silly.
That's awesome!
A lot of people have been complaining about, like, because, you know, we're getting videos of North American voice actors. People are complaining.
I haven't seen any yet.
I mean, like, I don't know what they're expecting. It's like, oh, God, Pit sounds so much like a little boy.
It's Smash Brothers.
I'm like,
they don't
off,
even talk in
off,
Subspace Emissary,
first off,
right?
He is a little boy. Pretty much not. They only talk like they're saying things in battle.
Yeah.
Like victory, you know. But first off, he is a little boy. It's Nintendo. What are you expecting from the voice acting department? Except
yeah.
maybe, like, Snake.
Well, and that actually is David Hayter, so
yeah,
that'll be
I mean,
fine.
Also,
of course, that's Mario.
Speaking of Meta Knight, I want to play as DDD a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he looks like a big guy who actually looks like he might be useful, which is cool.
Right.
Usually Samus looks good because she looks like a kind of a quick character, that I can play as, because my two best characters in Melee were Samus and Sheik, and I guess both of them might have been nerfed a bit, people are saying.
Right, right.
So I might be in trouble there. But go ahead, you say something. I should stop pointing with my microphone.
Right.
Like, you go say something.
I wonder what that sounded like.
Yeah.
Just trying to think, like, God, what are some of the, why is he texting you?
Because, I don't know, he's probably like, oh, that pizza's so expensive. Let me see. You say something. We need some ones. I don't, do you have any ones?
Yeah.
Jeez. Go ahead.
Tell him to calm down.
I can, okay.
This is such good radio.
This is very professional.
Yeah.
We got to eat. We'll say something.
Bodies are hungry. Okay, well, I mean, I am curious to play Lucario to see if he...
Lucario looks kind of cool.
I mean, he isn't just like reskinning Mewtwo, right?
He's got similar moves, but looks a million times more useful. Right, it was funny. We were playing Smash Bros. Yeah. Today. Me and Chris, who are very good at this game, and AJ, who hasn't played nearly as much.
Yeah, and that's only the reason why.
But, like, you were just picking, like, bad characters, like, almost on purpose, it seemed like. Like,
well, towards the end, I was. At first, I Young Link. Yeah,
you're like,
right.
Young Link, all right. Link, oh, God. Speaking of which, Toon Link looks a lot better. I hope he's cool.
Yeah.
Because he's from Wind Waker, which is awesome. But I was just like, oh, God. But anyway, some...
Yeah, Mewtwo is pretty piss poor, I
found
out.
Mewtwo's horrible. I always say about Mewtwo, what he lacks in power, he makes up for in slow speed and bad moves.
Wait, I think during the entire match, I got off 3 hits.
Right, he's horrible.
Yeah.
He is completely useless. But Lucario looks like he might be pretty strong. He's a lot faster. Right. Chris says, never mind now.
Okay, sweet.
Okay,
more money
but
for me.
Lucario, it looks pretty good. What about Pokemon Trainer? Are you excited for him?
He looks sweet. Actually, I mean, that's like, actually, in the same similar vein, I just thought of it too, is Olimar.
See, I just don't know how well he has a weird play style.
Yeah,
I mean, he doesn't Pikmin.
I think people who master him will be really good.
I don't know. Maybe. You think that, but a lot of the times it's just the characters who seem good at the offset. If you master them, you can become really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, of course, there are people who mastered Mewtwo, and, you know, they can win a match sometimes, maybe.
Right. I think the last one really that we didn't talk much about is Snake. Yeah.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, Solid Snake. He looks sweet. He's very unorthodox, too, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So
what would you say is
yours? I'm trying to think if I missed anything. What's yours? You probably have an idea.
Mine is Sonic the Hedgehog. I am very excited to play as him.
Yeah, I mean, I am too. I hope Snake would be my best character, because that'd be awesome. Cause I guess we both picked the third-party characters, which I love Nintendo, but I mean, I love Solid Snake, and that's just such a cool choice.
Right.
I just hope he's awesome. I'm still a little upset that some of my personal choices for Brawl didn't get in, like Little Mac and Riley.
Mega Man.
Well, yeah, Mega Man would have been cool. Geno, but that was a long shot.
Yeah.
How cool would it be if, like, you know how we get song packs for Guitar Hero and Rock Band? What if we got, like, character packs? And there was, like...
You want Nintendo to do DLC?
Listen, though.
Slow down, Trigger.
Listen, what if we had, like... What if it was, like, the Capcom pack?
Oh,
and it was, Mega Man and, like...
I'm not going to argue with you. That'd be incredible. The odds of it happening?
Well, we had a Konami pack with, like, Simon Belmont and Dracula and, like...
Alucard and...
Yeah,
oh,
think
God.
Of these things. I guess I would be more of a...
Castlevania pack. Hey, that's cool, but too.
Think of, like, Joe Valentine and Capcom pack. There's so many choices. I mean, yeah, like, tell the third-party publishers you can have 90% of the profits. You know, just give us your characters. This is, you know, my super happy world. I'm sure there's a lot of legality to what I'm suggesting that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's the best ever.
All right. Downloadable game releases. Well, we kind of hinted at the Wii ones last week because
we
recorded
late.
We have
to do our Wii gaming,
buddy. Oh, shit. I hate it when I do that.
That's okay.
Our week in gaming.
I bought and beat Apollo Justice. Oh, I think I talked about
it. Yeah, you talked about it last week.
But I beat it. And it's really, it was so good. The final case especially, it was just really cool, interesting story stuff. It was tying things together. Surprising amount of plot twists for a Phoenix Wright game.
That's cool.
Ace Attorney game, whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, I just hope they keep making the series forever. I mean, it's like episodic gaming to me, really. Or even, like, season gaming, where, like, each game that comes out is a season, and it has 4 episodes. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't even call it episodes in it.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I just love these games. I hope they make them to the end of time. So that's that. Oh, what else did I play?
Well, I was doing my math homework this week, otherwise known as Professor Layton.
That's good.
I was doing 2-variable algebra.
That's good.
Yeah, it was.
Good
I was
for
just
you.
Like, God, I haven't done this in 5 years.
It's good for you. I mean, I've been playing a little Persona 3. You've been playing Lost Odyssey. Did you even talk about it? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did last week.
Yeah, we talked a lot about Lost Odyssey. We didn't hear quite as much.
Right after we recorded last week, I went back, played it that night, and I hit... There's an area in the game called the Crimson Force. Like, you know, like in like the old RPGs of the 16-bit era, they all had that one area. Like in Final Fantasy VI was like the Phantom Train and stuff. This was this game's Phantom Train.
Okay.
The Crimson Force was just so cool because it's like this forest stained red with the blood of the fallen soldiers of this 500-year-old battle. So everything gives off this soft red light that looks like awesome. And it has like this sweet music playing. It's like really, really cool music that plays there. And then
you have to give me the first disc of that game.
Sometime. Yeah, I also hit a cutscene that, as I told you, really the only way to describe it was this cutscene was beautiful.
Right.
It was so well done. It was well acted, well animated. The music was great. The writing was great. It was like one of the best video game cutscenes I've ever seen.
You've had a lot of high praise for this game.
I absolutely love it. I'm on disc 2, about 13 hours in, and. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Hmm. I decided to play Metroid Zero Mission again for kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you can beat the game in 3 hours. It was fun. After I beat it, I'm trying to, like, just play the normal the original Metroid.
It's hard.
It is hard. They don't give you much health.
No.
And when you die, you go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
But I'm trying. I don't know. We'll see how far I get there. Probably not very. I'm playing a lot of Melee, getting ready for Brawl.
Right.
You know. Next week, I'll be, Brawl. Okay.
But so, so the other night I was in the mood for an online first person shooter that wasn't Halo or Call of Duty. I don't know why.
Did you play Team Fortress 2?
No, I busted out Rainbow Six Vegas because I looked at some media of the upcoming sequel.
Right.
So yeah, I remade my character. The game has a thing where you could take the picture of your face and stick it in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got like me as like this counter terrorist guy in this Las Vegas casino playing online. That game it has really good gunplay. Like, I like, because it has that thing where you go up against the wall, squeeze the left trigger, and the camera pops out, and now you're behind cover.
Right.
And it's cool, because then you do that. It's like, hey, there's me, like, shooting at these guys. I just had a really good time playing it for, like, a few hours one night, and I enjoyed myself. Good. It's a good game.
Very relevant.
Yeah.
Rainbow Six. All right. Is that it for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, let's talk about downloadable game releases.
Okay. So, anyway, we did hint at this last week since we recorded a bit late, but the Wii saw Kirby 64, the Crystal Shards.
The game you did not believe existed.
I know, right? It's like kind of weird.
I had to convince you that there was a Kirby 64. You're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
I was like, it was called the Crystal Shards. I played it. Don't worry, it's real.
Yeah, but...
you know, it's kind of weird. GameCube never got a real proper Kirby game.
Yeah. Yeah, the air ride.
I'd love to see like a AAA, even like a AA Kirby game. Maybe,
yeah.
You know, that'd be...
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard anybody classify a game as double A.
When I think about it. Yeah, they don't go, play our new double A game.
I mean, even like, I remember when there was that Gertzman gate, the thing that got me so mad was how CNET was suggesting like, oh, we need to give triple A games our full attention, suggesting that Kane and Lynch was a triple A game.
Yeah, yeah, like, anyway.
There's a double A or even a single A game. God.
That was it.
You only get one A. Okay.
The other game in the Virtual Console, I think two games is it now. Psychosis for the TurboGrafx-16. Guess what kind of game it is?
The schmuck or whatever.
Yep, side scrolling. This one.
Oh man, they seem to be more side scrolling than vertical scrolling.
You know, TV screens tend to go more in that direction.
Well, back then it was pretty equal.
4x3.
Oh, I didn't know the exact.
Technically, they were wider than taller, not by much.
Right. Right.
The Xbox Live Arcade saw Trigger Heart Excelica. Do you know what kind of game that is?
Chris was playing it down for it. It's a vertical shooter.
Right.
It looks not so much. I mean, like the style is like Ikaruga, but with you know the generic anime girls.
Yeah. Well, your characters actually are like anime girls. They're not ships.
Right. They are. It's weird.
I played the demo. It was okay.
Chris was not enthralled.
I'll wait for Ikaruga on XBLA.
Okay.
PlayStation Network saw nothing.
Well, there you go.
GameTap has one game called Eye of the Dragon. I don't know what it is. Another game called Shadowgrounds Survivor, which is the sequel to Shadowgrounds. Apparently, it's not that bad. And Suricata, kind of checker-like game for Windows.
Whatever. Let's see what the real game releases are.
Okay.
Good week. God of War, Chains of Olympus, PSP, March 4th. Like, I really want to play this game.
Yeah.
I got to get my...
Well, it's driving me nuts. I get the PlayStation newsletter, my email. It keeps talking about download the demo from the PlayStation store. But I go, maybe it's only in the PS3. I go to the PC store. It's not there.
But, you know, it looks like I'm going to bust out my PSP again this month.
Yep.
It's always like hiding somewhere. I have to bust it out every once. But we have this, and we also have Final Fantasy, was it Crisis Core before Crisis?
Crisis Core.
Coming out, which looks good. Mm-hmm. You know, Army of Two.
I'm curious to see how this will do, because remember PS3, this was going to come March 4th, out in the fall, and like some reviews came out that were pretty piss poor, and EA, to their credit, like was like, oh shit, all right, we're going to take the time and fix this game, and they did, so.
We'll see. I mean, hopefully it'll be decent enough.
Right.
It might be the next Cannon Lynch.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that like it's going to fire somebody.
Right, well, let's hope.
Major League Baseball, 2K8, 360, PS3, Wii, PS2, PSP, March 3rd. Has anybody been excited about this franchise for a while?
It had like an okay showing last season. I guess they have a new pitching mechanic in it this year. That's the big deal.
Isn't there always?
Yeah, but I guess they say the presentation kind of took a back step, which is a bummer, because that seemed to be where that game excelled.
We also have MLB 08 The Show for PS3, PS2, PSP, March 4th. This must be better.
I played the demo on PSP, and I really enjoyed it.
I don't know. Baseball games have not done much for me lately.
Right.
Imperium Romanum, PC, March 4th. What's this?
Take on the role of a governor of a Roman province and lead your citizens to growth, security, and prosperity. It's a city builder.
Okay. Warhammer 40,000, Dawn of War, Soulstorm.
You know, the people who made that expansion are also the people who made the Titan Quest games. They shut down.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That was a bummer. Shame.
Bully, Scholarship Edition, 360 Wii, March 4th.
I don't get what's the big deal about it.
This game gets a lot of acclaim. I've seen it. I tried it. I just don't.
Yeah, it's not nothing that special.
I don't know. To me, it seems like the worst parts of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. I'm like, oh, you just like to drive things.
I hate the design for the main character.
Things.
He looks like that kid in high school that you just wanted to just kick the shit out of.
Right.
For being such a tool.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. But, you know, people like it.
Yeah.
Galactic Command, Echo Squad, PC, March 3rd. Whatever.
Space Combat Sim.
Okay. Silent Hill Origins, PS2. March 4th.
This is the PSP
port.
Yeah.
Right. Rocket Men, Axis of Evil, Xbox 360, March 5th.
Looks like an XBLA game.
Yeah. Mysterious Dungeons, Shiren the Wanderer, March 4th. This is that, you know, the mystery dungeon games.
Maybe.
You know, there's a Pokemon spinoff.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know those. Stranger, PC, March 3rd.
An RTS.
Ninja Reflex, Wii and DS,
with
March
4th. Incredible box art.
Yes, with the ninja and all. Field Ops, PC, March 3rd. RTS Shooter, okay.
Okay.
Tom Clancy's Chronicles, PC, March 3rd. What?
Splinter Cell, Ghost Recon. Rainbow Six. I was waiting for you. Rainbow Six 3, Raven Shield.
Okay.
All right, sweet.
All right. Let's do the 4-on-1, 4-on-1. Want to go do the top 10 list right away?
Yeah, it's a good one. So Derek Robbins. With the top 10 worst brawl characters.
No, game.
Top 10 worst games brawl characters appear in.
I want to start off and say that you could have done a lot of Sonic games in this, but he was kind.
Yeah.
10, Ice Climber.
Yeah, that's not a good game.
No, I can. It's not that much fun to play. It hasn't aged well.
New.
9, Gyro Might. Never played it.
Yeah, kind of curious to see how that works. That's Rob, for those who don't know what Gyro Might is.
Yoshi Touch and Go. Yeah, that was pretty horrible.
That was an awful game.
It was pretty bland. Star Fox Assault. Yeah.
The first level was awesome.
I guess.
And then you got out of the R-Wing, and I was like, what the hell?
You know, there are a group of people who think this game gets too much of a bad rap. I don't know.
The voice acting was... Oh, so bad. It was like bad 80s cartoon acting.
Right. I mean, I personally disliked Dinosaur Planet, or whatever they ended up calling it more. Star Fox Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Pokemon Channel, number 6.
Is that a game? Yeah.
That's the thing. I guess it was packaged as one.
Oh, man.
5, Mario's Missing.
That game was awesome.
Maybe. I remember being awesome when I was like 3. It's hard to say anymore. 4, Sonic 3D Blast. Yeah.
Yep.
There might be worse Sonic games, I think. 3, Evolution Skateboarding. Snake was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a cameo appearance, but, you know,
whatever.
2, Sonic the Hedgehog, 2006. Yeah. Yeah, that's yes. I applaud you, sir. And 1 is the infamous Zelda CDI games.
You made a good YTMND with that.
Yeah, where they're just laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Those characters looked creepy. You have to YouTube those videos sometimes.
Yeah.
They're just hilarious. The Game Plan with James McGee. We got the greatest video games ever. Talking about
video game villains ever.
Sorry,
we can't read today.
Sorry, Albert Wesker. I saw it. I just didn't read it.
Well, it's Umbrella Corporation as a whole.
Oh, is it? Well, Wesker's kind of the. He's always kind of been the figure and yeah, the guy in the shadows behind everything. I imagine we'll get our hands on him someday.
Yeah. Maybe.
But we got that. We got other columns. Guitar Hero, Where to Go From Here, Jacob Lopez, PC-centric extravaganza. I guess I didn't really see this before. I guess we kind of have a PC column now. This is by Chris Evans.
Oh, that's
Evans.
Good.
Achievement Unlocked, Making It Count by Rod Orchesky. What's this about? Oh, something about achievements. Oh,
making achievements matter
to people who don't just care about games. That's kind of cool.
See Crackdown.
Right, right. Working Title by Jordan Williams is talking about online MMOs. And there's a lot of good stuff. Hall of Shame's got the unreleased Sonic Extreme. That's by Vincent.
Oh, man. I just want to try that game. It looks completely nauseating. But.
Yep. And, you know, a lot of other stuff. So, goes Angry Gaming. This is worth mentioning. Damien Sakuguni. Sarkuni, sorry.
Yeah.
How to Make Stars week. In Soul Calibur 3.
Like, stars.
Porn stars. Oh, yeah. I thought it was just stars. Never mind.
No,
porn stars.
Well, there's Mika Tan. Oh, he's not, but he doesn't have any screenshots.
Well, he's got pictures of the porn stars.
Yeah.
Well, he's got stats. You know, save the surprise when you actually see him.
I guess. Well, I don't have Soul Calibur 3. That game's terrible.
People seem to be pretty excited about it in the comments.
Yeah.
All right. I think our pizza's coming soon, so let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Brawl.
We'll be competing in the tournament at GameStop.
You have no chance.
I don't set a record. I just want to play the game a few hours early.
It would be funny if for some reason this game's so different that like you're awesome at it.
Yeah.
It's like I don't stand a chance.
Maybe Meta Knight's that good or something because that's who I'll play as.
I don't know. I'm thinking about playing as Mario because my other. I want to play.
All your other
win.
Characters are changed.
Yeah, and Mario is my third best character, but supposedly he hasn't been changed too
right.
much. He has that new Down and B, but doesn't.
Well, who knows? Maybe you'll be packing to Texas, Mike.
I don't know.
No, that's right, because you can't beat Chris, because he's better at melee than
true.
You. Oh, you just denied it.
That's not true. Like, it can go either way.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good week. Enjoy Brawl on Sunday.
Yeah,
on
we'll,
Saturday, if you're going to play on the tournament again.
Yeah, and we'll be here to talk about
GameStop.
It next week. I know. I hate that. Why did they have to do that?
I should join forces. Just so it seems like
yeah.
All right. By GameStop because all their editors are leaving them.
Yeah, seriously. Zing.
Ooh. Okay. I'm done.
Yeah, bye.